You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're tuned in to 95BFM Breakfast with Tess, not Mikey, today. And that was Planes with Things You'd Make Coats Of. And I am actually joined in studio right now with Shuk Chi, who directed a short film for the Show Me Shorts Film Festival. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. Thank you for joining us in studio today.
My pleasure.
So, Shuk Chi directed Shit One Carries. Can you tell us a bit about the short film?
It's a film that explores complicated and awkward intimacies between adult children and parents, in this case a son, adult son and his ailing father. And all our life, you know, care just goes from parent to child. Mm. And this film kind of reverses that and kind of asks the question, what happens when you know, as an adult, you have to physically care for a parent.
Yeah.
And if you're not close, if you're not emotionally, you don't share the same bond, then that physical intimacy becomes really awkward.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was your first time directing a film. And normally you do produce films and you've written many, many films before. How did you find that difference?
It was different, very different. Mm. You know, I've enjoyed writing and producing, and I still think of myself as a writer more than anything else. Just thought to myself, you know, I'm 50. If I'm going to do something different that makes me really uncomfortable, what would that be? And I thought, directing something would be.
And did it make you really uncomfortable, or was it all right?
Well, it was, you know, in some ways it's a steep learning curve, because as a writer and a producer, you know, I'm on set a lot. So being on set was not an issue at all. Mm. But there are two things I never have to do. I don't have to translate my own vision from script to screen. That is something normally I hand the script over to a very competent director, and I've worked with wonderful women directors in the past, and they've all brought something extra and, you know, beautiful to my words.
Yeah.
So taking, you know, removing the writer's hat and wearing the directorial one was a very different experience.
Yeah.
And also, as a producer, you know, you're part of the casting, and directors will work with you and ask you for, you know, various bits of advice at different points. But I was casting on my own for myself, you know, and that was a different experience working with actors.
Yeah, so you produced as well the short film.
Yes, so with a producing partner called Sailish Prajapati, who's an Indian producer who lives in New Zealand.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we did it together.
So that's quite a different thing to be directing something you've produced as well, because you almost have more idea of what sort of perfect vision you'd want it as, whereas when you hand it over, you kind of release some of that control.
And you know, that releasing that control is also a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
So I've never ever thought, oh my God, I'd rather do it myself, you know.
Mm.
But it was just, like I said, you know, I just felt I should do something that I don't normally do.
Yeah.
And what do I normally not do? I don't write sci-fi, you know, that's not a genre I write. And I don't direct.
So that could
be
your next challenge.
And I thought, no, please. So I said, you know, what is... not as difficult, and I thought directing was going to be less difficult than writing
fair enough. And so with Shit One Carries, building that relationship in what's a 13-minute film was quite different to writing a feature length.
We were speaking
about off air, and you sort of had to include something quite shocking, didn't you, to sort of evoke that.
And I think maybe I shouldn't give it away.
No spoilers.
But you're right, you know, you have much less time to understand why somebody's behaving the way they are, or what makes them tick, or when your heroes and villains are not very clear, you know, when something you like about a person is also something that makes you, you know, repulsed by them. So all these kind of more nuanced and ambiguous ways in which you want to draw character is harder in a short film, because you just don't have the time to develop character.
Yeah.
And that's why you sometimes have to, you know, pick a moment in your storytelling which will crystallize that for an audience.
Yeah,
and for mine, you've seen the film, so you know it's a bit, you know...
It's great. Thank you.
I really appreciate, you know, Show Me Shorts for picking up the film, because they do bring a collection of wonderful international films
to
New Zealand. And also before that, you know, when the New Zealand Film Festival premiered the film earlier this year, it was just lovely. It's nice to be, it's shot in India, as you know, it's all in another language. So it's lovely that it's finding a home in New Zealand.
And it does fit in really well. It's sort of got a humorous aspect to it, which is really entertaining to watch on quite a deep, intensely emotional topic, which I'm sure lots of people can as well relate to.
I'm glad you say that, because that humour is quite important to me. You know, a lot of the stuff I write about is about, you know, kind of serious stuff, but I do always want to do it with a lightness of touch and making sure that there are some laughs, because
It makes it a bit more relatable.
Plus, I laugh a lot in life, so I never want to kind of take that away from
the
creative experience.
And with the Show Me Shorts Film Festival coming up, are there any other short films you're really excited to see in it?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Their lineup is so incredible. So the hard part is actually choosing, which
super difficult.
And the thing is, if there are five films you want to see and they belong to different programs, you just end up going to, you know, five sessions. So no, it'd be really interesting. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, and have you got a project on the horizon?
Yes, I do. There's a documentary project that my colleagues from Auckland Uni, all of us teach in the screen production program, and we are trying to put this together to go and shoot a documentary at the end of the year back in India. And then I've got something else that I'm doing about queer desire in urban India.
Oh, wow, cool.
As well, but I'm doing that as a small fictional project.
Okay, amazing. So, and you were also saying off air that the University of Auckland had a big part to play
very
in your
much,
short film.
Very, very much. I mean, I honestly, and I'm not saying this because, you know, we are sitting on campus, but it's such a privilege to have your research take, you know, I teach screen production. I've been doing that for many years. And when you get research funding that allows you to make films, and films that would be very difficult to be funded otherwise, because, you know, it's not quote unquote a local film in that sense. I mean, I'm a Kiwi, you know, but it doesn't mean that a project that I do overseas necessarily fits the ambit of the New Zealand Film Commission. So it was great to have the university support and the Faculty of Arts support in particular. So, otherwise, I think I would, you know, I'd be still somewhere on Kickstarter.
Yeah. So your film, Shit One Carries, is part of the What Binds Us session in the Show Me Shorts Film Festival. So when you go to that, it's 90 minutes long, and I think you get to see about 7 short films alongside, or 6 other, alongside Shit One Carries. And that is on, let me just get dates for you. If you want to go and see that, that's on Monday the 8th of October at 6 p.m, Thursday the 11th of October at 2:30 p.m, Saturday the 13th of October at 8:30, and Wednesday the 17th at 6:30. And that is all on the website as well at showmeshorts.co.nz. And I have a double pass to give away,
which
is very exciting. And then you get to choose which session you go to, which will obviously be this one, I'm sure.
Can I take the double pass?
Oh, unfortunately not. I'm sure you'll get to go along, though.
Of course I will.
So if you do want to go along to the Show Me Shorts Film Festival, if you can text in your name and your B card number to 5395 and Shit One Carries, and you might be able to win that double pass, which would be very, very exciting for you. I would like to go along.
And you get to type the word shit.
I know.
Which is
awesome.
And hearing you say shit 7 times at a breakfast show is really wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm glad you've enjoyed yourself. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming up, Shripti.
Thanks
it was
a
really
lot.
Nice to meet
Thanks.
You.
Nice meeting you too. And I hope Havoc's feeling better.
Yeah, me too.
Ciao.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.